This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the things about the blessed presence of angels is that there's something that overcomes you when you're surrounded by the angels from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of the greatest features of the last 10 nights is that a person exerts themselves so that they can try to be amongst those who the angels are descending upon. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises you amongst that group of angels, they love you. What is it like to meet those angels in Jannah that used to sing your praises while you were still here in this world? We know from a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that the keeper of hellfire is named Malik. And Malik is a name that's derived from the word Mulk, which refers to power and strength. So this is an angel that has a hideous appearance only to those that are in hellfire, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates all of the angels beautiful. But he's made to look that way to those people that are in hellfire. As for the keeper of Jannah, Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, Ibn Kathir and others narrate that his name is Ridwan, which is a name that is derived from the word Rida, pleasure. So subhanAllah, even in the name of the chief keeper of Jannah is Rida, is pleasure, whereas the name of the chief keeper of hellfire is Mulk, is power and strength. And that kind of sets the tone for how you're going to interact with the Malaika, with the angels in Jannah. Now, what are the different types of angels that you find in Jannah? Because you've been hearing about them even as we've been going through the different stations. And Imam ibn Kathir rahimahullah said that amongst the angels are those who are appointed in charge of paradise and those who are preparing the honors for its people. So you have those Malaika that are getting Jannah ready for you right now. You have the angels, as he says, that are preparing the welcoming gifts. You have those that are preparing and sewing the garments. You have those that are shaping the jewelry for the people of Jannah. You have those angels that are building your palaces and taking care of your gardens before you get to Jannah. You have the angels that are already preparing the food and the drink, getting your meals ready for Jannah. And he said all of these angels are anticipating the entrance of the occupants, and they have prepared for us what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, nor has it crossed the mind of any human being. And he says again, the keeper of paradise, of course, the chief angel is called Ridwan. So we can break down the categories of the angels as such. You have those angels that make the announcements. They make the announcements that are pleasing to you, and they make the announcements when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something to share with the people of Jannah. And then you have the angels that are constantly there just to congratulate you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. So just like you had angels that welcomed you and congratulated you when you first entered into Jannah, now you have angels that are saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ, peace be unto you for the patience that you showed. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. What an amazing reward you have now. We hope you're enjoying your home now. And you have the angels who not just give you salam, but they serve you. They bring you things in Jannah. They take you places in Jannah. And so you have the ones congratulating you, the ones giving you salam, the ones that are serving you. And then just like you have the leaders of the human beings in a particular place in Jannah, you have the chief angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls al-muqassimati amra, the angels that were in charge of apportioning the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have Jibreel, Sayyidul Malaika, the chief of the angels. Wouldn't you want to see Jibreel alayhi salam, who brought down the wahi, who brought down the revelation, who accompanied our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam described in his full form as having 600 wings that had rubies and pearls coming down from each one of his wings in such a beautiful way. And now you get to meet Jibreel alayhi salam. And maybe you get to talk to Jibreel alayhi salam and ask Jibreel alayhi salam about his unique perspective of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in fact, the seerah of every prophet. You can ask Jibreel alayhi salam about the time that Jannah was first created and what it was like when he saw it. And he thought that every single person was going to enter into this place and celebrate with Jibreel alayhi salam. You have Mika'il alayhi salam, who was the angel of Rahmah and Ghayth and Riyah, who used to, by the command of Allah, bring wind and rain and all sorts of mercy upon the people in this world. And now, as you're enjoying the rain and the breeze of Al-Jannah, you can talk to Mika'il alayhi salam. You have Israfil alayhi salam, who blew into the horn, and nafkhi fissur, and through that blow, took the lives of everyone. And you might think, well, what is there to that? But Israfil is one of the great angels. And by the way, he has a beautiful voice, which we're going to talk about, inshallah ta'ala. And of course, even Malak al-Mawt, the one who took the souls of people. And for the believer, the taking of the soul in this life is not one of pain, but rather one of pleasure as we move on to our next destination. Now, subhanAllah, the part of this that I really want to get to, though, is that the scholars mention that you will have the angels who were with you in this life with you in paradise as well. What's the proof of that? Remember when you were dying and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to you and they said, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We were your close friends. We were with you that entire time in this life, and we're going to be with you in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعُونَ. Wait till you see the Jannah that's been promised to you. Wait till you see this place where you will have everything that you desire and everything that you ask for. So those angels that were with you in this life, they come with you into Jannah as well. And in this life, you couldn't see them. You couldn't talk to them. But now you can actually talk to them. And just like when you want to talk to your old friends, your old companions, and reminisce on those moments, you can reminisce with the malaika as well, reminisce with the angels on some of those moments that they were privy to, even if you didn't feel their presence. So you have the angels that used to protect you, al-mu'aqibat. And these angels that used to protect you might have information about times that you were protected that you didn't even know about. So what if they tell you about a time that you were about to get into a car accident, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to avert that accident from you, or something terrible was coming your way, but you made a dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to do something for you. And they start to tell you about those moments and reminisce with you. And you have angels that are reminding you of your private moments and du'as because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasted about you. And you have those angels that were part of those celebrations when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about you on Laylatul Qadr, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found you in a halaqa or found you in a masjid. And the angels are telling you about those days and celebrating with you now as they remind you of the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala celebrated you before. Now I want you to remember that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that if you were like you are when you are with me all the time, the angels would greet you in the streets. Well, now you are like that and you are with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the angels are literally greeting you in every single alley of Jannah, reminiscing on your private moments and celebrating the public moments that are yet to come.
Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'innah irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi 'ibadi wadkhuli jannati.